Newstalk 590 KUGN here at 717. What, you know what we forgot to do?
I know. What's up?
What's up? We forgot to do it. Oh my goodness. Well, this is actually officially what's up time. So go ahead. Give me your best.
What's up, Eugene?
What's up? There we go. Chief Skinner with the Eugene Police is with us here, just hanging out. We're had a chance to chat a little bit about staffing and in the meetings and getting ready to add new bodies to the department.
Yeah,
let's talk about National Night Out.
Yeah, it's really excited. You know, it's going to be a fun time for this community to come together. It's the first Tuesday of next month, so it's August 6th, which is a Tuesday between 5 and 8 p.m. at PK Park. And the M's at PK Park have been fabulous partners.
Great people to work with, right?
Oh, my gosh. They've opened up the park. They're bringing all sorts of fun things there. And what it is nationwide on that night, there are block parties happening all over the country, celebrating the community and police coming together for crime-free living and reducing crime in their neighborhoods. And what we decided to do this year is to have a big community party. Instead of having small little satellite parties around that we try to get to and can only stay for 5 or 10 minutes at a time, we thought, what a great idea. Let's invite everybody down to PK. Some free food, snow cone or shaved ice, popcorn. There, you know, costume contest, superhero costume contest for kids. We're giving away bikes. I mean, there's going to be all sorts of fun things. I may or may not be sitting in a dunk tank that you're going to get your chance to get me wet.
I want part of that.
You know, but we're inviting the community to come down. Everybody in the community come down and just have some fun with us at PK Park on that Tuesday night and just celebrate this relationship between your police department and your neighborhoods.
This is important because
it's important because we can't do it without you. And when and the you in that sentence is the community. It really isn't just about the police department. It's about the partnerships we build across, you know, the entire, you know, landscape of Lane County Public Safety and specifically in the city limits of Eugene. We can't do it without your eyes and your ears. We can't do it without your support. We can't do it without you coming alongside of us and just really being communicative and letting us know what you want this police department to grow up and become as we, you know, grow, quite frankly. And so that's part of this. It's an opportunity for especially kids to see officers in a different set of circumstances. Mm-hmm. The dogs are going to be there. SWAT's going to be there with their trucks. The fire department's going to be there. Everybody loves the firefighters. I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, those stinking guys, they get away with so much. Everybody loves them. Come down. You'll get to, you know, shoot a fire hose. You get to do all sorts of fun stuff. The bomb robot's going to be there. It's just going to be a ton of fun. Especially for families and kids, and so we're really looking forward to it.
Can I ask you a side question about the K-9 department?
Right.
Because what a huge role and important. Mm-hmm. Are you good there as far as the funding and trainers and that kind of thing?
We have a good core. We are looking right now. It's funny you mentioned that. We're looking at how we expand that service. We're hoping to add a few more canines. We have what we call tracking dogs or patrol dogs, which do a really good job of catching bad guys that are hiding after they flee a scene.
Right.
But we also are looking at expanding and looking at maybe a narcotics detection dog. It's time for us to get back in the game of narcotics enforcement. We've been out of the game for a while. We need to build that capacity. And then also a bomb detection dog for so many events that we run here in Eugene, especially with 2020 Olympic trials coming up, 2021 World Championships, having a bomb detection dog. So we want to build that capacity in our entire canine program, and we're working on that right now.
We touched up on trainers before. You're good there too, or
well, we select handlers for the dogs, and then we actually send them to training. There's some fantastic. We have some in-house training, but we actually have some great relationships we've made with the Department of Defense up in Tacoma at Lewis McChord Joint Air Force Base up there. We bring those folks down here and we do a lot of cross training with all sorts of different dogs from the area.
That's how that works. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, obviously you touched up on a couple of huge events coming. The meetings will be nonstop, won't they, as far as the prep goes?
They've been nonstop. You know, we're building security plans for 2020. The good news is we learned a lot. Apparently, we learned a lot. I wasn't here, obviously, but I'm catching up on this. Learned a lot in 08, 12, and 16 where we hosted the Olympic trials. And so that that game plan or that security footprint is very similar. The difference is we got a completely different stadium that we have to take a look at and see what we're going to do. This thing's coming out of the ground and it looks fantastic, but it is different. And so when you do vulnerability assessments and threat assessments, you got to get eyes on before you can really put a good plan together.
Are you going to ever find some time to hit the little white ball?
Hey, I played one round of golf like a week ago, the first full round of just golf since I've been here. So
you're kidding.
No, I need to, you know, our president finds time to play golf every other day. I find time to play golf once every 18 months.
Something's not quite right
something's wrong with that picture.
Hey, come back and visit again, huh?
I'd love to.
Here's to a smooth rest of 2019, but you got to be ready, right?
Well, you just jinxed us. Thank you for that. I'll be coming back when that goes off the rails. I'll be coming back to talk to you about that.
Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner here for What's Up Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.